Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful. I am, again, Aaliyah Butler, your host tonight for On Fire to Inspire, affectionately known as Miss On Fire to Inspire, and as well as the Purpose Midwife. So tonight, the Holy Spirit led me to a topic of, what are you doing and why? We're going to jump into that in a minute. But before we jump in, I want to thank all of my sponsors before we jump in and let's talk. I want y'all to actually be interactive tonight. So whether you're listening by Facebook Live or, hey, everybody, as you're joining, if you're listening by Facebook Live or Internet Radio, I want you guys to join in because we're going to be kind of chatting back and forth because I got a lot of questions for you guys tonight. And I want y'all to talk back to me. But before we do that, I want to thank my sponsors. Thank you, April Graphics, that do all of our graphics and all the pictures. You've seen those dynamic pictures of me and graphics that I do every single week. Everything's done by April Graphics. They take care of anything that can be graphically done. They can take care of you as well. They have a Facebook page. It's APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And then we have, you can look at their other work at apographics.pixieset.com, and that's PIXIESET.com. And then their phone number is 706-489-6416 if you're interested in contacting them. Then we have Vodiology. They do all of our commercials, infomercials. They actually rewrote our jingle earlier this year. And if you need a jingle or infomercial or commercial done, they can take care of you as well. And if you can contact them at VAUDIOLOGY, they have a Facebook presence page as well. Or you can call them at 706-873-1519. If you haven't gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, y'all got to go get it. It's out on all of your digital outlets, and it is called the 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a devotional that I wrote. And it's only $2.99, so please go support. And finally, we have our we have two more. We have our songbird, Deidre Novette. She released an EP called This Is Me. Y'all go out and get it. Support my sister here. It is called This Is Me. It's on all of your digital outlets. And last but not least, I tell you, I have my one and only travel ambassador, and business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. She can take care of you guys and have your own access to, like, your own little Travelocity. Yes, and it is yours for free. Tell her that you heard it here on Friday Inspire, but you can reach her at 404-786-0873, 404-786-0873. Tell her you want your own travel portal, and she will take care of that for you for free. And that is Elder Cornelia Brown. And give her a call. Tell her your name and email address or your name and phone number. She'll take care of you guys. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing this great Tuesday evening? Thank y'all for joining. So I'm looking for you guys to be interactive tonight because I got some questions for you, okay? So tonight's topic is what are you doing and why? So we have exactly, hey now, hey everybody. We have exactly 9 weeks from today, 9 weeks left in the year of 2019. So at this point, some of the questions that I'm going to be asking you is I want you to ask yourself, what am I doing and why am I doing it? And so we're going to, you know, see if some things that we're doing can be tweaked a little bit to make sure that we finish 2019 strong, okay? So what are we doing and why? So first thing is our daily habits. Your daily habits, are they positive? Are they healthy? I mean, you know, sometimes we tend to have some bad habits, let's be honest. So what kind of daily habits do you have that are kind of encouraging you and pushing you to your goals? What are we doing and why? So these daily habits, what are we doing? Why are we doing them? And so let's think about that. Are they serving us to help us in our personal growth and our professional growth? Our daily habits, what are they doing? Some of us don't really have positive ones. Some of them are just kind of, ugh. So those are some things we can look at because, again, we only have 9 weeks left, 9 weeks from today, to move forth and end this year strong, and we're going to do just that, right? So that's why we're kind of, let's kind of bring everything back together and let's see. So it's not too late. We still have time to take on some better habits to help us with, you know, reaching our goals. All right, so our next thing was, the first thing was, let's, you know, evaluate our daily habits. Number two, are you doing things that are producing positive results? Are they even producing anything? What are you doing things that are being fruitful for you? The things that you are doing, are they fruitful? Or are they toxic? Or are you just doing stuff? What are you doing and why are you doing it? Let's look at it professionally. Things that you are doing, are they serving you? Are you growing in your company? Are you growing in your business? Are you growing even in your personal growth? The things that you are doing, are they helping you? Are they serving you a good purpose? Are they being a positive, are they positively working for you? So look at that question and be honest with yourself. What am I doing things that are positively serving me? Okay? And then our next question, are we spending time, now y'all get this, okay? Are we spending time on things that are no longer serving us? Okay? Are we spending time on things that are no longer serving us? So let's put it like this, okay? You are in business. And you know that something used to make money for you, but now it's more of a hassle. It's not producing any, it's not bringing in clients, whatever. It's not serving you. So why are you still doing it? So we're at this evaluating time of 9 weeks left in the year. We're reevaluating so that we can say, okay, let's get rid of the things that are no longer serving us. And let's move forth with the things that are serving us, whether it's in our business, in our personal life, in our social life. What are we doing that is positively serving us? And if some of the things we're not doing positively serving us, then we need to make some adjustments. And we have time. We got 9 weeks, y'all. All right, next question. And I'm going to ask y'all some questions. I want you all to kind of give me some feedback in a minute. All right, next question. Do you have any short-term goals or long-term goals that you are, like, right there at the brink? You're right there at the cusp of reaching. Now, all of the questions that I've asked you up until now, are those things serving you in order to reach those goals, especially if you're right there at the brink of meeting that goal? Are these things serving you? And if they're not, can they be adjusted so that you can meet them? Because, again, I'm going to keep reiterating, we have 9 weeks, y'all. We can do it. We can get it done. So I'm that person that they call, I'm your cheerleader. I'm the purpose midwife. I am that person to help you birth what God has placed on the inside of you. So with that said, the things that you are doing, whether it be through your habits, even through your conversation, is your conversation helping you speak life over yourself, or is your conversation actually speaking death, which is actually like, for example, you'll hear somebody say, well, you know, I'll never be able to do this. Guess what? You won't, because you're speaking death. Your words have power, and so you're not going to do it because you're speaking that you won't. So what are you doing that's serving you in this place in time, in this moment in time? And last question, and then we're going to open it up. I want you guys to chat back with me. Last question, when was the last time you guys did a self-checkup, a self-assessment? You know, just really, really, not really talk to yourself, but at the same time kind of talk to yourself and say, hey, what am I doing? Hey, everybody, as you all are joining, and my online people, online radio people, I am on Facebook Live, so you'll hear me throughout the broadcast say hello and welcome, everybody. These self-checkups, have you all, when was the last time you did a self-checkup? So I want y'all to do one tonight. I want you to do a self-checkup. Where am I? I have 9 weeks before 2019 ends. I want to finish strong. So there are some great big goals that you had said at the beginning of the year, and maybe some smaller goals, okay? Are those smaller goals attainable at this point? Because if there are some smaller goals that are attainable, now let's look at these daily habits. Let's look at our, maybe even our inner circles. Are they helping you achieve? Are they taking away from? Are they draining? Are they speaking life? Are they encouraging you to help get you there? Okay? And also, when was the last time you guys did some brainstorming? I'm serious. You know, it's like we're so busy with life and things and children and life. So when was the last time you just actually sat down, brainstormed, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to get there. And if you don't know how to get there, are you researching how you want to get there? Are you reaching out to people that's already doing it? Because, again, it's time for us to finish 2019 strong, and in order to do so, we got to get some things done that's going to serve us in a positive and productive way. So it's time for you guys to feedback to me. So you all can do it in the Facebook chat. For the people on the online radio, I'm going to check in on you all in just a moment. So I asked y'all several questions. My first question was about your daily habits. Are your daily habits, are they positive? Are they productive? What are you doing? And if they're not, can they be tweaked to still help you reach some goals? Number two, are you doing things that are producing positive results? Are they producing at all? You know, are they just, you're just doing stuff, you're just kind of going in circles. No more of that. We don't have time for that anymore. Number three, are you spending time on the things that are no longer serving you? Are you spending time on things that are no longer serving you? Toxic relationships, be it personal, professional, whatever. Because you can be in a relationship that's so one-sided, you're drained. Every time you look around, that person is asking, hey, can you do this for me? Hey, can you do that for me? But they're not reaching out to you. They're not giving to you. If it's one-sided, even friendships and partnerships can be unequally yoked. So let's evaluate some of those connections, because you could be actually right there at the brink and at the cuff of reaching some goals, but maybe you're attached to some life drainers, so to speak, you know. So it's time to evaluate those things, because we got 9 weeks to get it done, right? And then the next question was your short-term and long-term goals. Are you close to reaching and attaining some of these things? And if you are any of the other things that I've asked you, are any of those things are going to allow you or help you reach these things before we end this year? Because a lot of people that I've been speaking to, they're able to do it, but they just need that push to get it done. And then last question was your self-checkup. When was the last time you've done a self-checkup, your self-assessment? When was the last time that you've done that? Just really been honest with yourself, done some brainstorming around some things that you want to do, and just get out of that comfort zone. Because I read somewhere a quote, and it was saying, how many times have you seen millionaires made in a comfort zone? You haven't. And it's not about making millions, but it's about living to the fullest. You know, living life to the fullest, living that full life that God has called you to, not just saying, well, you know what, I go to work every day, I come home. No, what else is it that he's called you to do? Because there's somebody waiting on you to write that book, to create that next recipe, to open up that bakery, to whatever it is that you have in your heart to do. Many of you have so many gifts that you've been sitting on, and all of a sudden I just saw this vision that God showed me years ago. And he said, I've given them, and he showed me people sitting on their hands, and he said, I've given them all these tools, these talents, these gifts, and these abilities, but they're not doing anything with them. They're sitting on their hands. He said, tell them to stop existing and start living the life I called them to. So that was my assignment when God gave me this show almost 5 years ago to speak to people and help people awaken what's on the inside of them. One of the things that the Lord showed me, he was like, some people are like sleeping giants, and they don't even realize they're asleep. So wake up, sleeping giant. I'm serving you notice tonight that it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to move forth into the call of what God has called you to. So you be that best professor if you want to be a professor, if you want to be whatever it is. It's time for you to do the things intentionally to associate yourself, to put yourself around the people that are doing those things, or at least take on a mentor and get those things done, because somebody's waiting on you. You don't know who's watching you, a child that's watching you already saying, oh, I want to be like you, and you're like, really? So think about those things. So I'm ready for some feedback. Who wants to chat? You all can give me some feedback on Facebook, or I'm going to reach out to my online audience real quickly. Give me just a moment, Facebook. If you're on the air on online on the radio show and you want to actually chat back with us real quickly, I want you to dial 1. So if you're at 929-477-2178, I want y'all to press 1 and bring you live with us. And I want you to either answer one of those questions or just give me some feedback about what we've been talking about tonight. The topic is, what are you doing and why? It's time for us to be intentional about the things we're doing so that we can get some things done, so we can be successful in the things that God is calling us to in this hour. So, my radio people, 929-477-2178, press 1. If you want to speak, don't be shy, because there's somebody got to make the first move. So press 1, and let's get this ball rolling. Let me see if anybody's talking on Facebook Live. You guys, y'all can't be acting like you're shy now. You can't be acting shy. And I'll get all this feedback in chats and all of this stuff. I need y'all to give me some feedback now, because someone needs to hear it. There are some opinions you may have. There may be some suggestions that's working for you that you may be able to share that may be working for some, that may work for someone else. So what is it that you're doing that's working for you that you may be able to share, or what's not working for you and you're like, hey, I need help in this area, and we may be able to connect you with somebody. So let's see. Let me check my online people. 929-477-2178. People, press 1 if you want to speak or share, and we'll bring you on. You guys are being too quiet for me tonight. You are being too quiet. But that was really in my spirit tonight to share what are you doing and why, because I've seen too many people that have all these gifts. They are so talented. They're so gifted. But they're afraid to come out of that boat. They're afraid to come out of that comfort zone and step out. Nobody's telling you to leave your job. Nobody's telling you to walk on water totally. What I'm saying is step out, because you can't walk on the water until you step out of the boat. So I'm just asking you to step out the boat. I'm trying to assist you in stepping out of that boat. So what is it that you're doing that's working for you? What is it that you're doing that you may be able to share with someone else on the show that can help them? Because one of the things that I'm noticing when I plan out my day, whether it's, you know, okay, these are my goals for the day or these are things I got to get done. And, you know, they say when you write the vision, make it plain, you can see it manifest. It seems like as you write things out and you plan it out, you can get it done. You could see yourself just checking it out. But if you just put it in your head to get it done, I'm not going to tell you it's going to manifest as fast. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it won't, but when you write it down, you have something to assess. Okay, let's see. You have to ask yourself if what you're doing is creating the momentum that is needed to move you forward in purpose. Thank you, Eb. I appreciate that. Yes, you have to ask yourself if what you are doing is creating the momentum that is needed to move you forward in your purpose. I agree wholeheartedly. And so that's what I'm talking about. Just give me some feedback, y'all. So what are you doing? And whatever you're doing, is it serving you? And like he said, creating the momentum. But I also said in one of my questions for you earlier, is it producing positive results? Is it even producing? I know that there are some areas that people have been saying, you know what, I need to distance myself from some negative thinking. Okay, what are you doing to shift your mindset? Are you reading positive things? Are you saying affirmations? What are you doing to produce the results that you desire? Because if you know the problem, what are you doing to be the solution? Okay, so thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Let me check my online audience because everybody's acting shy tonight. Nobody wants to talk. But y'all know me. I don't have a problem talking. Right? But tonight's topic is, what are you doing and why? And like I said, I've said throughout the show, throughout the broadcast, we have 9 weeks from today left in 2019. And I want to hear the testimonies. I want to see people fly. I want to see people live and just really be happy and doing the things that God has called them to. I know one young lady shared with me that she had completed a class, and she had just completed a class, got her certification, and that right there was like, wow. She stepped out of the boat, she walked on water, and she got it done. So what is it that you're wanting to do? Because you don't want to be 40 years old, 50 years old, saying, I wish I would've, I wish I could've. It's not too late. Let's get it done. Welcome to the 40s Club. Let's make it happen. So it's time for us to get it done. Hey, Dr. Kishma, how are you? Welcome to the broadcast. So tonight we're talking about being intentional about what we're doing, because the topic is, what are you doing and why? So we're talking about being. One of the things that Elder Prophet Apostle said was, you have to ask yourself, what is it you're doing that's creating the momentum that's needed to move you forward in purpose? So I'm asking people to give me some feedback. Get it done. That's what I'm talking about. Get it done. It's time to get it done. 9 weeks, y'all. It's time to get it done. It's no more of, well, no more well. It's time to get it done. So I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So what are we doing? Why are we doing it? And that's something you can ask yourself as you do this self-checkup, because I'm telling everybody, need you to do a self-checkup tonight. What am I doing? Is it serving me? Is it producing? Is it toxic? If it's toxic, you need to get rid of it. You need to get rid of it. You need to distance yourself from toxic environments, toxic conversation. If it's not producing for you, it's going to take away. Can I add you in? I can try. Let me see, because I'm actually doing it from my Mac. I'm not doing it from my phone. My phone will allow me to add you in. Let me see if it'll let me. Uh-uh. it's going to allow me to, it's allowing me to add you in as far as inviting you to the show, but I don't see adding you in on the feed. I should have done it on my phone. For some reason, Facebook Live will only allow you to do it on iPhones and iOS systems, but this Mac should allow it, but it's not allowing it. Procrastination is affecting a lot of people. I agree, Valerie. I agree. if I was on the iPhone, it would actually send you the request and bring you on in. But as Valerie said, procrastination, it is affecting a lot of people. And here's the thing. A lot of the procrastination stems from fear. I know when I was putting off writing the 21-Day Mind Detox, and the book was pretty much done because it was like it was not even trying. I didn't even try to do it. But as I was doing some things, it was like, okay, well, it's another devotional. It's another this. And that. No, God told you to do it. Do it. So sometimes the procrastination stems from fear. Not wanting to get out of that boat, you know, Valerie? So it's time for us to get out of the boat and walk on that water. So it's time for us to cancel that assignment of procrastination, cancel that assignment of unhealthy conversation. And when I say unhealthy conversation, I'm even talking about unhealthy conversation with yourself, you know, your thoughts. Be intentional about what you're telling yourself. If you have to read affirmations, if you have to get some positive scriptures that your favorite scriptures are, you tell yourself, yes, I will. I will. That has been my problem, book fear. We cancel that today, Valerie. I am in agreement with you. We cancel that. No more fear over releasing that book. Huh. No wonder the Lord had me use that as my analogy, huh? So he was speaking directly to your situation. I just love my daddy. But many times we won't, you're welcome, you're so welcome. Many times we won't do the things that are uncomfortable for us. And it's in that place of that discomfort that you'll find so much peace. I'm telling you, you'll be like, whew, when you finally do it, you're like, ooh, wow, God, it's just what it feels like. Well, I should have done this a long time ago. So let's see here. Fear of opinions of others will prevent you from making the necessary adjustments as well. You can't be scared to be rejected by people because of your decision to move forward. I agree. Fear of people's opinions. I agree. You know, one time I remember someone said, and I think I even repeated it, when you get delivered from people, then you really have been delivered. And when I say people, I mean people's opinions. When God has told you to do something, when he has given you an assignment, I took on this assignment December 9th, 2014. When God has given you an assignment, it's not about people's opinions. It's not about numbers. Because here's the thing, whoever you're supposed to reach, they're going to chime in, be it late in the show, be it someone give them the book that you're writing or tell them, hey, you got to read this or this spoke to me. It's got to be done. And you have to get out of, well, what will people think? Because most of the time that's our issue. Well, who's going to read it? If God told you to write it, somebody's going to read it. Another example of this one. There was a young lady that was listening to the show. And I was interviewing an author that is a well-known author, and the lady said she had come into class that night. She's in her 40s, had gone back to school, and she wanted to quit. She was like, I'm failing this math class. I'm just quitting tonight. And she listened to the broadcast, and she was like, oh, my God, it's like you guys were having this broadcast just for me. I don't even remember the topic, y'all, okay? But I remember the Lord said, do the chosen one for her. And so I did the chosen one, and she was like, oh, my God, she felt sitting here crying. I think she said she was crying. I do remember her saying she felt like the show was for her. So she purchased the book on Friday Inspire, and she reached back out to me, and she said, Aaliyah, I feel like God had you write that book directly for me. And then after that, this year, she sent me a picture of her degree. Now, me getting out of that boat saying, well, Lord, I don't know nothing about radio. I don't know nothing about doing this and staying in that comfort zone, that shell. God said, I need you to do this because there are some people that you're going to help birth some things out of. And if I'd have stayed in that shell, Valerie, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. You wouldn't be talking. Whoever's been communicating, there has been so many testimonies. I don't glorify me. I glorify the God in me and what he's doing. And so what you got to do is walk, step out of that boat and walk out on faith. What else you say? Get used to being comfortable in the uncomfortable. Yes, God said that to me. God said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Honestly, it's the uncomfortable places that advance you. I promise you, woo, in those uncomfortable places, you will see some things birth. You'll see the growth. You'll see wisdom as well as you allow God to just show you what to do in those places, because it's in that place where you don't really know how to operate. You don't really know what to do or how to do. You're just like, okay, God, show me. Show me what to do. Show me how to do it. And, you know, almost December 9th will be 5 years. I've been doing this every single Tuesday as God has directed. It's about an assignment. It's about giving him glory through the gift. I encourage people. That's my gift of exhortation. You may encourage people in a different way, but do what he's called you to do. Be what he's called you to be. Get out of the boat, y'all. I'm telling you. Let's be intentional about these next 9 weeks and finishing 2019 strong. Hey, everybody, as you're joining, it is time for us to lose the fear, lose the opinions of others, and lose even our self-rejecting stuff. Let's get on over that and move forth, because it's already on the inside of us. We just have to be awakened to that in us. It's already in us to do. It's already in us to be this. He's already called you to this. Many of the people that I speak to are leaders, and they don't see themselves as that because people have told them other things. But sometimes, hear me out, sometimes people tell you that because there is an envy of the gift. And when I say envy of the gift, sometimes people don't, you know, I was talking to one of my friends today, people don't understand your gift, and so they're like, well, how'd she get to talk to such and such and such and such? Well, people just come up to me and start talking. And so that's what I do. But that's what you got to do. You got to come out of self and just let God be God. Come out of self, do what he's calling you to do, be free to be you. Be free and tell yourself, I'm going to be free to be me, and I'm going to do what God said to do and walk that thing out and do it with the boldness. Hold your head up, make it happen, smile. You might be kind of like, ooh, I don't know what I'm doing, but smile anyway, because it's time to get it done. Hey, there. Hey, everybody that's joining in. It's time to get it done. Let me see if any of my online radio people are raising their hands. They're still being shy over there, y'all. But it's time to get it done. I'm excited about the testimonies that's been coming in. And y'all don't know what that made me feel like to see her send me a picture of her bachelor's degree. That night that she listened to the show, she said, I'm quitting. I'm quitting school. I'm quitting. This is it. And when she listened to the broadcast, she was like, you know what? I can't quit. So to see that this just a couple months ago, to send that to me, y'all, I was like, ooh, no time to waste. Right, keep ascending, no time to waste. Yes, I agree. Keep moving forward. Stay humble and just keep moving forward, y'all. We can't be stagnant because we only have 9 weeks left, and there's some things that you can get done in that 9 weeks. It can be some small things, but those small things add up to get large things done. And that's what I want to see. I want to see everybody prospering. I want to see everybody happy. I want to see people living a life that they're like, wow, am I really doing this? Let me pinch myself and see if I'm breathing. I mean, is this real? I want people to be able to do and live like that. I'm so proud of my baby sis. bought her first home, visited her this weekend. And, you know, when I tell you God is doing a work when we're being obedient to him. And so the way that God opened the door for her, everything was a complete testimony. And I give God praise because she was like, girl, you don't understand. And as she was testifying about the goodness of God through it, she was like, all I did was do what God said. And that's what I'm saying to you. You will watch him move when you move. You can't stay in this box. You can't stay in this place there. Well, you just going to do it. I need you to move. Get out the boat. Keep moving. It's time for us to just say, you know what? I'm going to catch my breath. Let's get it done. And that's what I want to do. I'm your cheerleader, y'all. It's time for us to walk out our purpose, walk out our passions. It's time for us to be that person to inspire somebody else, to let them know they can do it, that they can go on. It's time for us to walk in intentionality. It's time for us to walk in boldness. It's time for us to understand why we're doing what we're doing and understanding that we're doing this with a purpose. Everything we're doing it with a purpose. We're walking in purpose. Hey, Leslie. Hey, Michelle. So everything that we're doing, we're living out what God is calling us to. We're walking it out. We're not questioning ourselves. We're not questioning him. We're saying, okay, God, I hear you. And we're moving forth in it. And so we're going to see his hand move like never before. But guess what? You got to get out the boat. Get out the boat, people. It's time to get out the boat. Well, if y'all don't have any more comments, I told you this was an interactive session tonight. So if y'all don't have any more comments, I'm going to go ahead and end the broadcast. I'm going to check on my radio people first, so give me a moment. Radio people, are you guys going to press 1? Anybody have a question or comment you want to share? Y'all are being bashful. So my radio people, online radio people, they're not talking tonight. But thank you so much for those of you who did respond in the chat. If you missed any of the broadcast, it will be recorded. It has been recorded. The playback will be available on the On Fire to Inspire through Blog Talk Radio in about 5 minutes. And, of course, you can play back the replay of the live as well. So I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I've thoroughly enjoyed you guys. Had a ball. Remember, understand that we're walking out these next 9 weeks, understanding what we're doing, why we're doing it, and walking out in purpose. We're walking in intentionality. We're walking in boldness. And we're walking knowing that, oh, let me tell y'all this real quickly. God gave me this. He said, I was listening to something. He said, tell them that not only have they been chosen, but they've been sent. So when you understand that you've been sent, you show up differently. That's what the pastor said. So he says, remind them, that's why you heard that right before your vision board party, because you had to tell the people that they had been sent. Yes, they've been chosen, but they've been sent. So understand that you've been sent, and you're walking this life out. You're walking in purpose. You're walking this thing out, living it out in purpose, on purpose. Love you guys. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. I'm Aaliyah Butler. This is On Fire to Inspire, your purpose midwife. Talk to you soon.